Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, Channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Welcome. Businesses, get ready for Christmas in July. This is Taylor Adams Marketing and Izania Black Business Network. We present to you 2013 Christmas in July B2B Plan to Profit Series. Yes, it is now time to plan and begin to implement your holiday season strategy. So if you have not considered it or thought about it, now is the time. Our shoppers are shopping earlier than ever, and they're researching, and they're beginning, 38% of shoppers are beginning their shopping in September. So this summer, you need to take the time to develop your holiday strategy. Test it, measure it, and repeat so that when your target audience begins their shopping, they will have you, your product, and services in mind. Okay, we're not going to keep you here for long today. This is our kickoff show for the series, and today is a big instructional day, but we do want to start with your industry season, and we're going to talk a little bit on SEO. And our special co-host for today is serial entrepreneur Anthony Stewart. You probably heard him several times on Master Griot Radio across various different shows because he's an expert in almost everything. But definitely, as a serial entrepreneur, he can help share with us about the different industries, and each industry has its own season. Now, before we bring Mr. Stewart on, and he is on the line waiting, I do want to touch on a few things. We will have a free e-workbook for all of those who listen to the show. This e-workbook guide will guide you in the process. The e-workbook will be released on Friday morning. To get your free e-workbook and to benefit from listening to the show, please go to www.TaylorAdamsMarketing.com. That's TaylorAdamsMarketing, TaylorAdamsMarketing.com, and subscribe. Then you will get an update when the instructional blog is ready, because what happens is when you register for your free e-workbook, you register by submitting a free directory listing. You can also do that while you're there. Just click on business directory and submit a basic listing. It's free for 1 year. Submit your listing. that will automatically make you eligible for your free e-workbook. And for those businesses that are approved, you will also be included in our B2B and B2C buying guide that will be in the e-workbook. So you have an opportunity to get your business promoted for free, as well as get a free e-workbook that will help walk you through the process of the Plan to Profit Christmas in July B2B series. The next thing is, was so exciting, we have a contest going on. The contest will also be released on Friday, the Pacific rules for the contest. Now, basically, this is going to be a video contest, so on Friday you will receive your link to upload your video. And it's very simple. You come on and you will submit a video between 1 and 5 minutes. And what your job to do is to compel your audience and potential audience to support your holiday campaign. So you need to share who you are, share about your business, and through the process, you're going to keep your audience updated as you go through the series. So when we talk about your industry season, when you come on, you will share with your audience what's unique about the industry that you're in, what's special, what's the time of day, you know, what times and seasons. Now, you do need to be mindful if your audience is business to business, is one conversation. If it's business to consumer, there's another conversation. You know your audience, you have that conversation. So you just each week you will upload, you know, after the show, you will upload and speak to your audience about where you are in the process. So what the goal is for you to attract an audience and to then engage them in the process of developing a campaign, to get their feedback, their input, so that you're preparing whatever is needed for you. You're helping to make sure you keep them in mind and their needs in mind as they prepare to shop for the holiday season and whatever their shopping may be and their needs may be. So even if you are not the declared winner, you win, because by going through the process, you will have taken a certain amount of people along the ride with you who are way more inclined now than ever to definitely shop with you during the holiday season, because they're vested now. The winner will win exposure. With marketing companies, you will win exposure. With Taylor Adams Marketing, which we will do a 30-day radio infomercial for you. We will also do a 30-second commercial done by a professional voiceover artist, actor, and we will also solicit that commercial amongst our media network. We will ask various members of our radio networks to play your commercial. So you will get exposure on Mass Degreel Radio, and they have several different shows here, as well as on other stations. You will also have the opportunity to do a campaign, run a 2-week campaign. We will do you a campaign once a month from September through December that will run across various platforms and it will across social medias and various different websites. We will do a targeted campaign for you, as well as you have the opportunity to have a press release blasted across Izania. As a business, you can submit for free to Izania Market Deals. And you will also have an opportunity for some banner advertising with Izania.com, which is the largest black business network online today. So it's great exposure. So as you go through the contest, you're getting great exposure. Then the winner gets even more exposure. And our goal is simply to increase your traffic, increase your sales, and thereby by increase your profit during the holiday season. So, again, in order to register for the contest, to know what is going on, you need to go to TaylorAdamsMarketing.com, subscribe, and you will receive your update. There will be two blogs posted. One will be for the e-workbook, and one will be posted about the contest. If you're interested in the contest, once you see the blog post about the contest, and it will be also sent to you in the email, you do need to register for the contest, and you will be sent the link so that you can register, get your videos and all updated on Friday, and then it goes public on Monday. So you have time to prepare. Now, back to the subject at hand, your industry season, and we're going to bring on our co-host so that you can learn a little bit more about serial entrepreneur, food mixologist, and a million other titles, but the ever-knowing Anthony Stewart. Okay. All right. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's great. That's great. So I know you got to hear the intro and what's this all about. Have you been on a series before? Have you been a guest before?
I don't think so on this show. I've been on, the Master Grill and some of the other things, but not this one, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, because this is our fourth year of doing Christmas in July.
Wow.
And I was lucky enough to partner with Roger Madison and Azania.com. So we're looking for an egg. Yeah, an exciting season. And just to share with our audience, Anthony will share about you, but a lot of areas that we will touch in throughout the series, he does excel in. And therefore, he is a resource. So as we are working here, take notes. He's going to give you his information, but he is a graphic artist, a designer, a trainer. And he is a video, he calls himself a food mixologist. I call him a video mixologist. So from creating videos to encoding and building entire video platforms, and a voiceover artist as well, he excels in that. So, these will be some of your needs during the holiday season. You're going to have a visual look. You're going to have a website if you do not have one yet. But even in this process, as we speak about landing pages, you're going to need to develop 13 to 15 landing pages just to have various different focuses on your campaign. So these are some things, your look, how the look, the feel, make sure everything's coded correctly. Support, Anthony can definitely support you in those areas. Commercials, if you're doing TV, if you're doing radio, if it's internet, if it's broadcast, no matter what level it's on, you do need a professional to help you with your commercials. And as I stated, if it's from creating a video to doing the voiceover work, helping you with copy, content, edit, he can also help you there, as well as Taylor Adams Marketing. So I want you to put on your thinking frames, everyone. Mr. Stewart is going to share with you about him as a person and as a professional, and take notes, and see how you feel he can best support you in the process. So, Mr. Stewart, share with us. Tell us a little bit about you as a professional.
I've developed several different products, and I like to say, to start that when I developed these products, it was not necessarily based on the concept of I wanted to be rich or I wanted to make a lot of money. I just really, really enjoy creating. And if you're an entrepreneur, then you must really, really enjoy creating in some way, shape, or form. If you're just doing it to get some more money, then you probably end up failing. Because to be an entrepreneur, you're taking on a lot more hours, you're taking on a lot more work, you're taking on a lot more stress. So as Andrew Morrison, brother that's a technology millionaire or whatnot, as he once said, if you're not ready to come out here and go through some struggles, and go through some sacrifices and things like that, then don't come out at all. Just go ahead and stay at home. So there has to be I'm saying that to say that there has to be another motivation or something else pushing you to do what it is you're doing, to be an entrepreneur. So let's say you're already out here. You're like, okay, well, I'm motivated. I'm out here. I'm being an entrepreneur. Then we were talking about the seasons for your product. Well, you just can't come out and just say, okay, I got a product. Why isn't it selling? You know, I put out a flyer. Why isn't it selling? You have to have timing. And so for each of the things that I developed as I've been coming along, I was kind of in the, how can I say, I was in the season of business. And what I mean by that is business has seasons, just like nature has seasons. You know, your summer, winter, spring, fall. You have business seasons, and there's different seasons for different products. So here we are in summer. A real simple, easy product to sell during the summertime is water. And you say, well, okay, how could I do something like that? Yeah, that's easy. That's about as simple as having the little Brita water purifier on your sink. You're filling up bottles, you know, putting the caps on, and then labeling it and putting it out. Now, you're more guaranteed to win in the summer than you are in the winter. So whatever your product is, you got to think, okay, what's going on out here in the world? What's happening out here in the world? During Black History Month, right? That's a key time for me to sell The Miseducation of the Negro, one of the products that I created. And I created it around that time. You know, the whole black movement was, you know, was on around that time. People were talking about black history and things like that. And that's when it really hit me to go ahead and do a product like that. So I really couldn't bring it out until the following year, right? I had, you know, I had the idea, you know, I read the book, and I was, like, motivated by it. I said, okay, now let me go ahead and start planning for the following year. Let me go ahead and create a plan and put in motion my campaign for the following year. And that's how you have to do with any product that you're doing. So anyway, getting back to the point, getting back to myself, I've also created a music CD, a classical music CD. Well, when are people really getting into classical? People listen to classical all the time. Well, yeah, once again, during the summer months, people are out listening to classical. They go to the parks and they listen to classical in the park. You know, they're closer to it because now they're in an environment where they can hear it. Or if there's any special events coming to the local symphony hall, now I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's in a sense a season for me to go ahead and have my product in that environment. So they had, they did the music to, I think, Martin Luther King's Life or something like that. Somebody had composed these pieces, right? And I was like, oh, okay, I need to be at that event to promote my classical and jazz CD. You know, this is the perfect time, the perfect season for me to put that CD out. Same thing with Shift. Now, Shift is a book that I wrote. It's called Shift, Stop Thinking, Be Without Doubt. It's a motivational book. It's a book to help you kind of get a better understanding of how your mind works, and it kind of helps you to see yourself better so that you can deal with the different struggles and things that are out here in the nation, out here in the world. And that came out of a season of me being in a state of shock, but disruption in my life. But also, there were things going on with people. If you have any major catastrophes that are going on, like Katrina, like the economy is down, you know, people losing their jobs, and you know they can't get houses or whatever. People are primed at that time to receive information that can help them better deal with their circumstance. See, at that time, people are thinking, maybe I need to be an entrepreneur. I can't find a job. Okay, well, if they want to be an entrepreneur and they can't find a job, then they have to, you know, rearrange their mindset about being, you know, an entrepreneur. So you need to have products ready for that. So I'm trying to tell you a little bit about myself, but at the same time, stay in harmony with the topic here, which is being in a proper season for your product and giving yourself enough time to plan ahead for that season. Now, you can't necessarily determine a catastrophe or something like that, but let's just say you're in the business of creating survival manuals, right? One of the first products I came out with a long time ago was a survival manual. And all it was, I just got on the net and I looked up a lot of different things that should be in a survival kit. And I put it together in a booklet form, and I started to sell it. Well, you end up having a catastrophe over in North Carolina. And a lady, you know, who was in the first aid and training people with survival, she had heard about my book. And she was like, man, we need to get some of these books, you know, into the Red Cross, into the system, so that we can get some of these books to other people, you know, some of these survival manuals. And so I ended up selling, I don't know how many of the dang books. It was years ago, like in 1996, I think it was, that I did that. But all I'm saying is, thinking ahead and preparing for the inevitable, they're going to continue to be disasters. We here on Earth, that's going to happen. People are going to continue to die. People are going to continue to get married. People are going to continue to start businesses. They're going to continue to go out of business. They're going to continue to have stress. All these different things, you got ups and downs. That's life. All you have to do is to be able to time your product for certain points in the waveform or the flow of life, be them ups or be them downs. There are people who hit the lottery. They got an extra $10,000, $20,000. What do they do? What do they do with that money? See, there needs to be a product out there for that. Did you just $10,000 extra? Here's what you should do. What to do if you just won, if you just hit the lotto. Here's what you can do. You know, you need to sometimes just help people, you know, tell them how to spend their money. And really that's all we do with products and in marketing and anything. We're trying to tell people how to spend their money. So even if you're a graphic designer, your business should always be hot. Because if you're a designer, first of all, let me say this. You don't want to just be a designer. You want to really be a marketer, right? And there's a difference because sometimes we can kind of get confused by that. We can say, okay, well, I do graphic design work. Therefore, I am a marketer. No, you're not. A marketer is somebody who can start with the product in their hand and develop a plan for its sale. Marketing is about going from I have a product to cash in hand. Graphic design is just something to promote that. That's one of the steps along the way. So if you're into marketing and design or just even just marketing, you're always hot. You're always valuable. There's always a season for you because people are always trying to sell their product, and they're always looking for better ways to make more money. And you should never forget that. And a lot of times I think we forget that. Okay, with ag, the economy is down. That means you really are valuable. At that point, well, the economy is high. That's even better too. It's like, well, how can it ever go down as a marketer? It really, really can't because people are constantly trying to make more money. And as we're talking about a season, we also have to look at our target market, our audience. Who is the audience for what it is we have to offer? If you're an author, let's say you're a science fiction writer, right? Or not even science fiction. Let's just say just fiction about anything, you know, romance novels or something like that. Who's your audience? You need to really sit down and think, who reads these types of books and where can I find them? If you're not online, if you're not looking for all the different book clubs, anything that resembles a book club, especially where you have women reading these books, especially when you have men in jail, women in jail reading these books, these need to be your target audiences. A lot of us, we don't even think about the prison population. You know, we don't even want to go there mentally, but that is a market. So if you don't have your mind on those type of things, you know, who is my audience? Or if you're not ready to come outside the box of who your audience is, you can lose. Let's say you're a cook. I'm getting into cooking. I'm the mixologist now. That's one of my many faces on many products that I deliver, right? And I noticed that there are people, I know chefs. I'm not a chef. I'm just a guy that loves cooking. I'm a foodie. I like to get in the kitchen and really experiment with different tastes and things like that and mix it up. And I know how to market myself, and I know, you know, graphics and things like that. But I know chefs who make less than me at being a cook, who don't make any money unless they go get a job because they don't know how to market themselves, and they're looking at a specific target audience. They're not thinking outside of the box, when in my mind, I cook for anybody. Not just one particular group of people. I can cook for anybody. If it's Asian, if it's French, if it's whatever it is you want, I'm trying to make sure that I know how to identify my market and then time it so that I'm on time, season-wise, with what it is I'm serving. Wings, everybody likes wings, but they especially love them at barbecues. Especially love them at barbecues. Not already cooked, but already pre-seasoned. You can just make a killing selling pre-seasoned wings at barbecues. Yeah, people like to try to invent their own thing, but it's a lot easier for them to come out with something already in the bag, already ready to go. It doesn't have to just be wings. It could be steaks, whatever it is that you do. You can pre-season it with your own seasoning. They can throw it on the grill, cook it, and keep it moving. So anyway, I'm just trying to say that there are a lot of ways to generate capital in advance through proper planning. So looking ahead, like she said, the holiday season is coming up. All right, the holiday season really is all the time because there's always a holiday. Well, we're talking about the Christmas season. Okay, that's a bigger holiday. People are trying to buy gifts and things like that. You can start planning for that and start putting seeds in people's mind in the summer. Hold on, at the end of the day after Christmas, start prepping them for the following Christmas because it's coming. It's not like it's getting ready to go away. So that's something you can always bank on until you die. The holiday season is coming around. I don't know of too many holidays that have gone out of style that are popular mainstream holidays. They'll pretty much be here. So what can you put together for the Christmas season? What goes on during the Christmas season? A lot of parties. What else? It's cold outside, depending on what part of the country you're in. So do you have any products for that? The whole colors. Do you have products that are based on the type of colors of the holiday season? You got people doing things with Christmas lights. I had one guy, young brother, he said, you know, I just want to put up Christmas lights. I was like, all right, and I helped him, you know, get his business going and all like that. And all he does is put up Christmas lights for the holiday season. So even if you have children and you're trying to get out there and meet people and get your business out there, you can even have your children in play just by going around putting up Christmas lights, because they still get to talk to the people and introduce who they are and who their parents are. And if you have a product, that introduces your product as well. I mean, I could go on and on and on about different ideas and concepts. So if you want to, like, narrow it down for me, because I don't want to be all over the place here.
Okay.
But the main thing I'm getting at is if you sit still, get you a pen and paper. That's another thing we don't do. We don't sit still. And I recommend not in front of a computer. It's too easy to click and go to Facebook. It's too easy to click and get on, you know, Google and other things and news feeds and all this other stuff going across you, distracting you. Sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and start to write down your ideas, your concepts, what you think. Maybe call up a friend. Right now I'm standing in the park doing this interview because I was out in the park with a piece of paper writing down some of the ways that I can better market my products and my concepts. And you need to go.
You know what? I really agree with
have,
you on that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
you
I really
have
agree with you on that. Yeah. You know? I agree with you on that because today I wanted to I said I'm going to finish the e-workbook, and I did this, I did that. I got it once I got on the computer, you know, I was going through notes, but then I had to get on to, you know, identify one thing, which took me someplace else. And I had to totally step away. And as I stepped away, thoughts come to me, and I do keep notebooks. I got notebooks galore. And I just started writing. And then I came back. And the clarity came to me exactly what I wanted to do, how the connector pieces that I needed. But when I sat up here in front of the computer, it became a distraction. Not that I wasn't getting things done, but as far as that, it became a distraction. So you do need to step away. And that's why we ask people during this time. And you may be at work or whatnot, but you can even open up Notepad, which is an accessory on Windows, or I think it's called TextEdit on Mac. And just open up a window that you can just type notes as you listen. And I really and truly tell people to do that. You know, come back. You can listen to the show over and over again. Take notes. That's why we're publishing an e-workbook as opposed to a book. Because you can listen to the information, but we wanted you to start getting, you know, getting your thoughts out, writing them down, and literally making a plan. The success of Plan to Profit, Christmas in July B2B series, the success is based on each person listening, coming up with a solid plan, implementing it, and literally profiting. As he stated, the holiday season comes around every year. 84% of retailers' annual revenue is made in the 6 weeks between Thanksgiving and New Year's. This is not an issue whether you believe in Christmas or not. You know, as a business, this is a season when people buy. And they purchase so much that generally this is the time that puts you in the black. So you really need to be prepared, and too many of our small businesses aren't prepared. You do business, and your business increases, but we don't really profit. We don't truly go in the black because we don't take the time to prepare for a season that we know is coming. We let everything come up upon us.
One of the things, though, that people really need to get in their mind before, you know, I understand that, you know, Christmas coming around and we want to make a lot of sales, but you really need to go back to the root of why you created your product. Why are you selling what you're selling? See, you need to know ahead of the game. Are you trying to make millions of dollars from this product? You need to say, yeah, of course I'm trying to make millions of dollars. Are you? Are you really trying to make millions of dollars? Because a lot of us, our activity doesn't match that. Mm-hmm. See, I have people tell me, hey, I want to be rich. And then I'll ask a simple question, oh, okay, how many books have you read by wealthy people that will guide you into being rich? They may say, mm-hmm. one. Okay, how bad then do you really want to be rich? You don't get rich working a job. So what product are you developing? Do you have a product yet? No. Okay, then what evidence do you have that you really want to be rich other than you're saying that? Some people create yeah. products just purely out of love for creating, like myself. I just like creating. It's me. Mm-hmm. Do I want to be comfortable? Sure, of course. But rich? What is, you know, that comes with a whole lot of other things. And if you've ever had any type of money before, you know it comes with a whole lot of other things. A whole lot of different mindsets, personalities, attitudes people start to take towards you simply because you're now rich, right? So the thing is, if that's not really what you want to do, don't get frustrated with yourself when you don't become rich because, or if you're not becoming rich because your actions don't match it. So in other words, there could be somebody who said, man, I'm not rich. I'm not rich yet. Oh, I'm so mad I'm not rich. Okay, how are you frustrated over it? You're not, your activity isn't matching what you need to do to become rich. So why would you get frustrated? See, a lot of us are in business, and we are frustrated at the slow process of our business, and we're not really matching what we want with our activity.
Yeah, so we're, a lot of times we're not
really,
have to go back to not just why you started the business, but again, in all of this planning, we review that. It's not because in order why you're starting the business and what you want to get out of it, I always say you begin with the end. What are your goals? What are you looking to get out of it? How many, you know, sales do you want to have? Is it certain amount of money? Is it a certain amount of people to reach? Whatever your goals are, that's where you start with, and then you plan how to get there. If you don't have an idea where you want to go, it's going to be hard. So the whole point, you know, really what our goal here is to get people. Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is that your activity reflects your thoughts. Your activity reflects your thoughts. So if Taylor Adams is on the radio here, she's giving you all these different resources and tools to be successful, and you don't engage those tools, then is that really what you wanted? So mm-hmm. You must be honest with yourself. There's no way you want to be wealthy, but then somebody has to beat you over the head with a stick to get you to buy a book that can help you along the process. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't match. If you have $25 right now and you're going to choose to go and spend $25 on McDonald's and stuff over putting it into becoming wealthy, you don't want to be rich. You're not thinking. Something is wrong there, and you have to be able to be honest with yourself. See, all this becomes before you start thinking about the holiday season and all this other stuff. You have to be clear on what is it I really want to do. And then you have to monitor yourself each day. You have to do a checkup, what they say, checkup from the neck up, each day, each hour. Okay, how did I just spend my last hour? Did my last hour get me closer to being wealthy? If it didn't, you need to think ahead for the next hour and your activity.
Yeah.
You have to if you're serious about being wealthy.
And it's whether it's about being wealthy or successful because, you know, wealth is relative. You know, I know probably if I told people, because I said, you know, my goal is not to be a millionaire. I'm not going to put in a number to limit my goal. But I know my goal is to be comfortable and to have what I feel I need to be comfortable. And I know to have that, I need to minimally produce a certain figure. And for some people, they may think that's a lot, you know. And some people may consider that to be rich or well off. I feel it's just comfortable. But then also, too, it's the way I view, you know, I don't view them as debt, you know. If my house costs a certain amount of money, I need to be able to make that in a year. I don't add the debt as part of my wealth, you know, even though you know you can get money.
It's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's real simple. If if you want to be a millionaire, you have to first be a 100,000-aire. If you want to be a 100,000-aire, you got to first be a 10,000-aire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want to be a 1,000-aire, you got to be a 100-aire. 100-aire, you got to be a 10, 20-aire. So you have
to need to know numbers, price pointing, yes.
You have to continue to keep currency and develop a system for keeping currency flowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A system to keep it flowing at the rate that you need so that you can excel. Okay, if you got a system down that brings you $1,000 a week, you may say, all right, well, now, what system can I develop to bring me $2,000 a week? And if you don't have a system to bring you $2,000 a week, you need to go research. You need to go and buy books. You need to go and learn. You need to study. You need to talk to those people who are making $2,000 a week. If you want to go up to $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 a week, then you need to talk to people who are doing that type of thing or who have. If you're not engaging people like that, then I don't care what season it is, you're not going to be successful. If you don't have a clear thought in your head on what it is you want to do and why you want to do it and be honest with that, it don't matter what season it is, you're going to lose because everything has to match. Your plan has to match the objective that you have determined internally. That you said, hey,
and then you have to be willing to put the work in to make it happen. You know, there's some people with excellent,
exactly,
beautiful plans. But, again, you have to put the work in. And that's why, you know, the question Anthony asks is the essential question. What is it that you want? You can't go somewhere if you don't have no idea where you want to go. Once you know where you want to go, where you want to be, and what you want to achieve, you have to quantify it. You have to quantify it. It can't be abstract. Quantify, be specific as to what it is that you want to achieve, and then you build a plan to get there. And if you're already in business, you're existing in business, the holiday season is coming, as Anthony stated, it comes every year. It's nothing new. The issue is many, I know, African-American businesses, they do business, but I notice that they do not take on, and I'm part of many professional organizations, they don't even have the discussion. Some of them attempted to have the discussion before, you know, outside of, you know, since I brought it up, some organizations I belong to are now attempting to have this discussion. But, you know, these are 60-year-old businesses that never had business and marketing businesses that never had a discussion about preparing for the holiday season. When I did retail, as I realized, because we used to have a stand out on 52nd Street. And, you know, at first we were just, you know, selling stuff. And when the holiday season came, oh, my gosh. First of all, you know, we were just, you know, you sell things. Once a week we go to New York, get what we need. By the time after Black Friday, we would have to go to New York 2, 3, 4 times a week sometimes to keep up with the demand. Secondly, you couldn't get as good a deals at that time because everybody was flooding, you know, the wholesalers. So they're not, like, when you go there, when it's slow, they're always trying to give you deals. Hey, come here. You know, you can talk some real deals. Therefore, you can increase your profit. But now in the holiday season, we're literally just trying to keep up. And while we make a little bit more money because we didn't realize and didn't plan, that year, we didn't really capitalize off of it as we could have. And so we realized before that, okay, we need to start in October, start, you know, purchasing more product, finding out, you know, what's out, purchasing more, and have the product. Because it costs more money to go back and forth to New York several times a week. It physically wore you, and then, you know, sometimes I have to stay, my husband has to go, you know, we're in the city streets. That's not always, you know, the best thing, but, you know, luckily it's a community out there. But it's still, you know, because it wasn't planned. And then, like I said, it was harder to strike those deals because, you know, now the wholesalers are in demand. So, you know, we learn who we could order online. You know, do you have any way, can we call in to get our order? Do we always have to come here to purchase? We found those people that would ship to us. We did all of those things differently. So the next year, it was much easier for us to get what we needed. Also expanded, you know, because I had to, honestly, when we street vended, that clientele really wasn't our typical clientele. They weren't really people that we would maybe live or act, you know, interact with. But that's, you know, the items and things that they wanted was what they wanted. You kind of had to sell that on that corner. But we had other people, other possible markets. So we just started interacting with them. And then it came to a point, you know, I worked a 9-to-5. I had orders. People see me today, say, Jack, what you got? What you got? Let it be near gift season or holiday season. They say, what you got, Jack? You know, it was just like one of those things where I could take pre-orders and all. But it really took us to the holiday season, the first time hitting us and realizing the difference. And this is where we talk about industry seasons. If it's printing, I actually did work with a guy that wanted to do a Vixen calendar, something I could totally not relate to. I was doing my best to help market them, but I couldn't visually, you know, I couldn't visualize what they wanted. And then I realized one reason why I was having a hard time, they didn't. Luckily, we found a photographer that's also an excellent marketer. And this, again, it's just going back to what Anthony's saying. You have to be clear as to what it is that you want. Once you know what you want, you can build a plan to get it. And once the person sat down and realized what he wanted, then there was, you know, photography and printing has its own seasons and its own way of working out. You know, I had suggested because I knew there was a place for a quality quality black and white calendars, there's a market for them because I sold books and things like that. So I know what the market will bear, especially in the black market as far as books, calendars, so art, all of this. So I know, and I know where there's a space. So he said, well, if you're doing black and white, are you doing tritone? It's like, tritone, you don't know about that, but that's shades of gray, which gives you more depth and all. But every printer can't print tritone. So before we could even start, we had to know exactly what we wanted and then had to go find a printer, find out their deadlines so that we could just make this whole entire shoot work and that we could be on time and get the deadlines. Well, calendars, because most calendars are coming out October, November, if you really want a calendar printed, this is their busy season. July starts the printer's busy season. Between July and October, they're very busy. Because, you know, calendars are, you know, one of the biggest things, and people are preparing for the holiday season, businesses, all of these different things. This is their busy season because if I'm going to be marketing for the holiday season, I need my marketing materials by October at the latest, especially hand materials. So printers are now in their busy season. And this is when we say, what is your industry season? You need to know. So in order for you to get whatever you need to have the products that you need to have ready, you need to know what's your industry seasons. What are your wholesaler seasons? What does it require for you to get what you need? Do you know what the trends are for the holiday season? You know, have you checked into, you know, what's trending in your industry? And, you know, how much pre-order do you need? There are opportunities, again, there are times when you can get great deals. What are those times? And when do the prices go up? Like I tell people retail, if you want to get your best deals, your holiday deals, you better get everything before the second week in November. After the second week in November, they raise the prices and mark them down. So it seems like it's a great sale, but your best deals are between September and the second week in November. That's when you're really getting a good deal because they need to unload inventory and all. After that, they know they can get a deal, and they literally raise the previous price and then put that on sale. So they're still back at the same price that they started with. So
now, and at the same time, I would say, too, that all of these companies that are, quote-unquote, successful, that are making all the money that we aspire to make or being as successful as we aspire to be, they don't wait until the holiday season to promote and market. They're doing it throughout on a subtle level. So, yeah, you may scale back your promotions, but you never stop promoting. Marketing is forever. Marketing is for the life of your business. It is for the life of your brand. It does not stop. How many McDonald's commercials have you seen? How many McDonald's, you know, commercials have you heard on the radio? Nike commercials. You know, think about the big guys. Now, they're the big people, and they market the most. They you would think they market it. They should be marketed like somebody that's just starting out. Because they know that they have to stay in front of their audience's face. They have to.
Yes.
So
and as you
say,
Anthony, seasons are...
How can I consistently do that? Go ahead.
Well, as you stated, seasons are year-round. We, you know, we're focusing in on the holiday season because that's the biggest shopping season. And if you plan, you have the opportunity to really profit and get yourself in the black. And it's not that you don't have to create the season or create nothing new. It's already there. And there are seasons all the way around. Like, at the same time, and I'm hoping Anthony will join me, I'm going to choose a campaign to go through the contest with, to go through the series with as well. And I know he's great with video and whatnot, so I know he'll get his video up. But I'm going to do the same thing. But what I'm focusing in on is a project that I want to release for Valentine's Day. But that will be my campaign because, you know, you're riding totally off the wave. Once you have the holiday season, you have Thanksgiving, you go to Christmas, then you go into New Year's, and then we're at Valentine's Day. Those are all big shopping times. So I get to ride the holiday season to market, push, and promote, and to ensure my sales for Valentine's Day. So it's a music project.
You know, it would be a great thing to do for your audience is to, with your competition or whatever, the contest,
yes.
I would say whoever the winner is, if they have a product, we go through showing them how properly to successfully market their product. Like, not just tell them information. We go ahead and do everything from, and I'm willing to put in my time and energy and effort, graphic design-wise or whatever, to promote one of their products to show as a template how you do it. And so other people can say, okay, that's how I feel about being successful. So if you want to say, hey, all right, whoever wins the contest, whatever the contest it is, you know, whenever it is or however you're doing it, we're going to take your product, we're going to walk it through the holiday season. We're going to set it up for the holiday season for you to make maximum returns of money off of your product. That way, if it wins, then we have clear evidence that the formula works, something that we took live on, you know, on the show, and people can really get involved with and see what's going on. Because other than that, it's just talk, what we're doing here. I mean, and that's a good thing, talk works. But people need to see an example. So whoever wins the contest,
yeah,
say, what's your product? Let's do it. Let's get together, you know, and get somebody else.
Well, we're
going to
know their product for the contest because the contest is, once the contest launches, they're going to upload a video, and they're going to talk about themselves and their business, and each contestant is going to go through this series with us. And as you stated, the winner, and thank you, Anthony, because I will take you up on your offer, because what we did want to was to take the winner, and basically it's as you stated, but he took it further because he offered even more. We want to ensure that we take them through the step-by-step process of marketing. And that's why we have, and he said he's going to help with the graphic designs and things, so we're going to help you build the landing pages, make sure that you have everything, your SEO, your keywords, and that the campaign is out and running. You're going to get your radio exposure. You're going to get your media. So not only do you have the audience that you gain through the contest, but now we're going to help you make sure that your product makes it through the holiday season. Now, many of you have existing businesses. I'm warning you, don't try to put up your whole business. For the holiday season, it's a campaign. Focus on one aspect or one item or one thing or a group of items or things that will do well. You know, you have a whole business, but you don't say, that's like when everybody said, well, everybody's my customer. yeah, everyone could possibly be a customer because you market to human beings, but being that you're not going to be able to reach every human being, we want to focus on what's the more likely. So of the products and services that you offer, what are people more likely to purchase during the holiday season? So you look at your market, you look at their needs. If you're business to business, depending on, you know, what your market is, if you're business to business, say, in a restaurant arena or a food arena, so you have somebody like Anthony or restaurateurs and things that you're marketing to, well, the holiday season, they have big-time parties, big-time catering, much more inflow and influx in the restaurants, more larger gatherings are happening for them. So they're looking to prepare for that. So whatever your product or services should support them in that process, because you know that's a great need for restaurateurs and caterers and all during the holiday season. It's definitely an increase in events. If it's technology, if you're doing, you need to determine if you're business to business or business to consumer or both. And what part of your business is business to consumer and what part of your business is business to business. And each market has a time and a season, and each of them have different needs. So do determine that. And as far as the contest goes, don't try to focus on everything. Focus on one thing, because you're not just attempting to pull us in, you're also attempting to pull your audience in for your audience to go along. And you definitely want to start with your existing customers. You're like, well, who do I get? You have an existing customer base. You have an existing email base. Those are the first people you start with. You pull those people in first. Then you start to reach out to your social media. Then when you reach out to your social media, reach out to people you know first. That's the biggest problem with crowdfunding when people go to marketing. They go out to total strangers, asking them for money, time, energy, and giving them no real reason for people to invest. Like, sometimes that's the only time I hear from people on my social media list. I didn't even know they were my friends until they needed something from me. They never said hello. They never, you know, even when they ask to connect, they don't let you know anything about them. And I purposely go back, and even if I take some time, do 10 at a time, whatever it takes me, to go back and share a little something with people and ask them to share something about themselves with me so I can get to know you better. So that is definitely how you want to work with the your existing customers and clients, your email list, your social media. Work with the people you know and interact with first, and then start to, you know, then you can start expanding out, because these people will be creating a buzz for you. And so I thank you. That's a great offer. So, you know, I was looking for the ultimate prize. Anthony's giving it to us. So this is, we're going to walk you through it.
Let's put it together.
Step by step. Yep. And so now you have Anthony Stewart, because let's just call him Anthony Stewart. And I don't know Anthony Stewart Enterprises, but it's Anthony Stewart. He brands himself by name.
Anthony Stewart.
Yes. And so we have Anthony Stewart, Izania.com, the Izania Black Business Network, and Taylor Adams Marketing. And we're going to bring you this series. And so then Anthony's going to come on each week through the first Wednesday in August with us. And he'll help me co-host the show. And so just to let everybody know, here is these are just some things that I do want you to focus on as far as your preparedness part, as far as your industry. And so my computer moves pretty slow, but
real quick while we wait here. If you're in the food industry, not even just the food industry, if you have a product or something that you're trying to get out there in front of a lot of people, here's one nugget for you. Partner up with someone that has a TV show, a TV show that has a studio audience. Because a studio, they usually, 9 times out of 10, give some type of gift to the studio audience. They'll state the name of the company and announce what the studio audience is getting. For those in our audience, they'll be receiving such and such, such and such. That is a great way to get in front of people. Offer to cook for a show. Hey, we're having our show, our talk show, and we're going to take a break and go over here. We have a cook in the house, and they've delivered us food and this, that, and the other. They've given us cookies, or they've given us this particular product. Give it away. It's only the people that's right there in front of you. It's not that much. And here you are on TV getting free promotion.
Yes. And people don't think, like, I mean, no, I'm not saying don't. I know you think of things like, you know, the major network shows, but there are so many cable shows, even if it's public access. They have real audiences.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Blog Talk Radio, right? If you would have sent Taylor Adams some chicken wings or something to eat, or a cookie or something, but a munch on the show, she would be like, hey, I'm sitting here right now enjoying such and such, such and such. Easy. That's one person who reaches, I don't know how many folks.
And we will be doing some radio video webinars. Some of our shows will be, especially when we get to the landing pages, because there are times when you need some visual representation, that the webinar, you know, we'll be doing video chat. Anthony will be there. I'll be there. And we'll, you know, we'll go back and forth, but mainly to screen share. But that opportunity is there. But there are, like, local shows, even if it's just 50 people in the audience. We do a show at our theater called Inside the Black Box. And these are pre-taped shows, but it's ideal now to get to Inside the Black Box while they're doing their pre-taping, because over the summer they're going to take all the shows, edit them, and then they're going to start releasing them in September through the fall and holiday season. And you look at the theater going market. Who's the person that goes to theater? You know, and we're professional black theater. So, you know, there's a certain type of person that goes to the theater. They love arts. They like books. They generally have some disposable income. They're creatives. They're actors and dancers. And, you know, if you work with artists of any type, you know, these are the type of people that love to go to the theater, hang around the theater, and watch theater. And so, do any of these people fit into your target audience? Are these some of the habits of your audience? So, and if you're in Philly, I can tell you different shows. We know we have Karen Waller Martin. She has, like, she's on her second show now. But I can just take you over to Comcast alone for all the people that have public access shows. And then there are small, you know, local shows, all the stations, the ABCs and all, they all have now cable stations and smaller entities that they work with. They're coming off on, well, there's different levels. You have, like, the major stations. Then you have what we call the UFH stations here in Philadelphia. And that's another level of primetime TV. And then you have cable. So, when it comes, and then people webisodes. I know a lot of actors and different things just through going through bios, because we just came out of the DC Black Theater Festival. That was another great place to meet a lot of people. But we just came out of that, and I was doing the programs and learned about several people who are doing webisode series and production companies. You know, they're also actors, but these webisodes, they're getting them out there. I know poets and all that, you know. So, again, that's an audience. That's a studio audience. I know they put the calls out where they ask everybody to come out. Sets. When colleges, these independent films, they, you know, people that are doing things on a larger scale, go down to the film office in your town. Register with the film office. People have to register to do locations and set. But when movies come in on set, you find out who's coming in and, you know, who's there for allowances, who has your audience. And, again, like Anthony said, provide them with something. And they will gladly to do it for free to make life easier, because part of, like, what they do for the extras is feed them. So that's less money out of their pocket, and they will give you that credit. So that's a great idea, and that'll be our tidbit for today. And I'm wondering how many people are going to actually implement that. But what I just wanted to share with that was, it doesn't have to be a 300-250 size audience. It can be as large as small as a 25 to 50 people in a studio audience.
Exactly.
the main thing you do want to focus, though, don't just go do it just because and go around the la-di-da-di and everybody. You need to know if this is your target audience and be very specific in asking them how are they going to get the footage out there. You know, some people are still in the planning stage and really have no plan. So if you go do it and the show that never airs, it really doesn't do you much good. You need to know how they plan on getting the footage out there. When are they airing? So, you know, you do need to be professional on that, but bartering is great. So this has been great for today. It's like your industry, get to know your industry seasons, and start writing out your deadlines. Because based off of whatever you need to get, whatever you need to do in order to produce your product or service and have your things ready, you know, what are your deadlines? So you need to know what's going on with your industry. What are your deadline trade shows? You really should be at trade shows this summer. If you don't have any schedule, you definitely should be at trade shows because that's what you're going to find out what's going on. You know, what are the trends for the holiday season and for 2014? You need to be going to trade shows. So can you visit some of them online if you can't physically get there? Just start, you know, researching and finding out so that what you need to do and when you need to do it by so that you can make your deadlines. And then we're going to talk about SEO on every show. What you need to know about SEO right now, for those who do not know, is search engine optimization. That's what the SEO stands for. And what that really means is that when you go to look for something on the internet, you type in some words and something comes up. You need to decide what are those words that people would type in for your business to come up. Start brainstorming, start writing it down. In your workbook, we'll give you some keyword search tools. We're going to give you a link to a free 30-day trial with HubSpot, which really helps you in identifying your keywords and testing your keywords. We're going to tell you all the things that you need to know, but the biggest thing is you need to identify 15 to 25 keywords to use throughout your business in all of your content. And I'll tell you how to use them, but these need to be key phrases. And then don't focus on one word. And it's not just your business name, because if people don't know that your business even exists, they won't know to use your business name. So it's what combinations of words that would be relevant that people would sit down when they go to search that you will pull up your business. So start to think about that. You know, just start writing them down. We'll show you how to test them. And it's a process refining them over and over and over again. But that is very important that you have the right keywords and know how to use them. So, again, your goal is to come up with 15 to 25 keywords that will be used throughout all of your content, whether online or offline. The more these words are repeated around and about your business, the more they will be used and the higher you'll come up in the search engines. So that's it for today. We're back next week, which is July 10th, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to reach us here at Taylor Adams Marketing and Management, you may call toll-free at 1-877-552-7012, extension 1111. If you'd like to reach Anthony, they can call
314-656-6128.
Repeat that one more time.
314-656-6128.
All right. And you can visit Anthony at www.anthonystewart.net and go to www.tayloradamsmarketing.com. And please go to register for free as a consumer and as a business. You go to www.izaniamarket.com. Again, that's www.izaniamarket.com. Businesses, click on Get Featured, and then that will give you the instructions how you can include your business as part of the market deals. It's a market deal program. Great outreach is growing by leaps and bounds, so you definitely want to be part of it. It's a good strategy and good way to get your product and services out there and to gain new customers. That's it for today, and we'll speak to you next week on July 10th. We will be covering 7:10. We're going to be talking about your target audience. What will you sell? And we're going to go talk a little bit about pricing and SEO. So Anthony gave you a little good start today about what will you sell. So we want to talk about your who's your audience and what will you sell. That's what we want to focus on next week. Have a great week. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
All righty. Any parting words?
Like I said, know what it is that you really want to do. Get clear and be honest with yourself. What are you trying to do? And then make sure your activity matches that.
All right.
They say, hold on, real quick. They say information plus motivation equals activation.
All right, activate. It's time to get activated. Now, we're going to close off with the same song that we started off with, which is Polymath by Anthony Stewart from his album Visual Music, Volume 1. And you can go to Visual, V-I-Z-U-L, Music, M-U-Z-I-C, .bandcamp.com to purchase it for yourself. This is Polymath.